Music Doodoo Classical Bedtime presents Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart and the Flute That Faced the Fire. Imagine a world where people don't just speak, they sing. Where a whisper sounds like a flute and an argument sounds like a thunderstorm. Where love doesn't need words because it has melody instead. This is the world of opera. And tonight, we're stepping into the most magical opera ever written. Listen to these opening chords. They're like a curtain slowly rising on a world full of secrets. Our story begins with a scream. Prince Tamino is running through a dark forest. His legs are burning. His heart is pounding. Behind him slithers a giant serpent, with scales like armor and teeth like daggers. "Help me! Someone help me!" he cries. But there's no one. The trees are shadows. The path has disappeared. And the serpent is getting closer, closer. Tamino falls to the ground. He closes his eyes. This is the end. Or is it? In this next piece, listen to the orchestra. The violins aren't just playing music. They are Tamino's racing heartbeat. They are the slithering scales of the snake. Can you hear the fear in those trembling strings? Three mysterious ladies appeared from nowhere. They wore silver masks and carried silver spears. With one swift strike, they destroyed the serpent. Tamino is saved. But before he can thank them, the ladies vanish like morning mist. And then Tamino hears the strangest sound. Someone is playing panpipes in the forest. Tweet, tweet, toot, toot, toot. A man comes dancing out of the bushes. He's covered head to toe in feathers. Green feathers, yellow feathers, blue and red. On his back, he carries a big cage full of birds. This is Papageno, the birdcatcher. Listen to his song and you'll know exactly what kind of person he is. His melody bounces like a happy puppy. It repeats the same cheerful tune over and over, just like Papageno's simple, sunny heart. Thank you.
stets lustig, ein Sausassa. Ich Vogelfänger bin bekannt, bei alt und jung im ganzen Land. Weiß mit dem Locken umzugehen und mich aufs Pfeifen zu verstehen. Drum kann ich froh und lustig sein, denn alle Vögel sind ja mein. Der Vogelfänger bin ich ja, stets lustig, also sassa. Ich Vogelfänger bin bekannt, bei alt und jung im ganzen Land. Ein Netz für Mädchen möchte ich bin sie dutzend weiß für mich.
Papageno is a simple, happy fellow. He catches birds for the Queen of the Night and trades them for food and drink. He doesn't need anything fancy, just a good meal, a warm bed, and maybe, someday, a wife who loves feathers as much as he does. The three silver ladies return, and this time they bring something extraordinary. A painting. A portrait of the most beautiful princess Tamino has ever seen. Her name is Pamina, and the moment Tamino looks at her face, everything changes. Listen to this next piece carefully. Mozart writes the music of falling in love differently than any other feeling. It isn't fast or flashy. It's wondering. It's tender. The melody floats upward like a question. Could this feeling be love?
Dies Bildnis ist bezaubernd schön, wie noch kein Auge je gesehen. Ich fühle es, wie dies Götterbild mein Herz mit neuer Regung füllt, mein Herz mit neuer Regung füllt. Was kann ich zwar nicht nennen, doch fühl ich's hier wie Feuer brennen. Soll die Empfindung Liebe sein, soll die Empfindung Liebe sein.
Suddenly, thunder crashes. The sky splits open, and there, descending on a throne of stars, comes the Queen of the Night herself. She is magnificent and terrifying. Her dress sparkles with 1,000 diamonds. Her crown is made of moonbeams. But listen closely to her voice. In opera, we call her style coloratura. It's like musical fireworks. Her voice doesn't just sing, it shimmers. It leaps higher and higher as if she's trying to touch the moon with every note. "My daughter has been stolen," she cries to Tamino. "A wicked sorcerer named Sarastro has taken my precious Pamina. Please, brave prince, rescue her." Listen for those impossibly high notes. They sound like tiny needles of ice piercing the night sky.
Tristan.
Tamino agrees. Of course he'll save the princess he loves.
But he won't go alone. Papageno is sent along to help, though the feathery birdcatcher is not very brave. Me? Fight a sorcerer? I'd rather catch pigeons, he grumbles. And now the gifts. The queen gives Tamino a golden flute carved with strange symbols. This magic flute, she says, will protect you. When you play it, wild animals become gentle. Sadness becomes joy. Enemies become friends. Papageno gets magic bells, silver bells that can make anyone dance with happiness. Armed with music itself, our heroes set off to rescue Princess Pamina.
Meanwhile, far away in Sarastro's palace, Papageno has found Pamina. And together they sing about something beautiful, the power of love. Listen to how their two voices weave together, like two threads becoming one ribbon. This is called a duet, when two people sing together, sharing the same melody, sharing the same hope.
Now comes the strangest part of our story. When Tamino finally reaches Sarastro's temple, he draws his sword. He's ready to fight a monster. But instead of battle cries, he hears a melody of peace. And he discovers something that turns everything upside down. Sarastro is not wicked. He's not a villain at all. He's a wise priest who leads a brotherhood devoted to truth, wisdom, and light. And he didn't steal Pamina. He rescued her. From whom? From her own mother. The Queen of the Night lied to Tamino. She wants power, darkness, and revenge. Sarastro saved Pamina to protect her from becoming like her mother. Mozart uses voices like colours on a palette. He gave the queen music that is sharp, fast, and piercingly high, like lightning. But Sarastro? Sarastro is the king of the sun. Listen for his voice in this next piece. It is the deepest a human can sing. It sounds like the earth itself is humming a lullaby. Steady, slow, and heavy with wisdom. Can you feel how much calmer his music made you feel? That's Mozart's magic. He's teaching your heart who to trust, not just your ears. But the Queen of the Night is furious that her plan failed. She appears to Pamina in the middle of the night, her eyes burning with rage. "Kill Sarastro," she hisses at her own daughter, "or you are no longer my child." What comes next is the most famous piece in the entire opera. The Queen's voice climbs higher than any voice should go, like a silver rocket shooting toward the stars. Mozart wrote these notes at the very top of what a human voice can reach. Listen for the moment when her voice goes so high it almost doesn't sound real anymore. That's the sound of pure fury, frozen into icicles of sound. But Pamina refuses to become evil like her mother. She chooses love instead. She chooses Tamino. And now the prince and princess must face the hardest test of all. To prove they are worthy of each other, worthy of truth, wisdom, and light, they must walk through fire and through water together. Two men in armour stand guard at the entrance. They sing an ancient warning, slow and mysterious, like a riddle from long ago. The one who walks this road full of trouble will be purified by fire, water, air, and earth. But Pamina is not afraid. She takes Tamino's hand. "I will be at your side," she says. "Love will guide us. Play your magic flute, Tamino, and we will not be afraid." And so Tamino lifts the golden flute to his lips. Listen for its sound in this next piece. While the orchestra roars with the heat of flames and the rush of water, the flute's voice cuts through, cool, golden and smooth, like a stream of light in the darkness. It's the sound of courage, the sound of love protecting love. They did it! Hand in hand, with the magic flute's golden voice protecting them, Tamino and Pamina walked through roaring flames and rushing waters and emerged safe on the other side. The priests cheer, bells ring out, true love has conquered fear. And what about our feathery friend Papageno? Well, he didn't care much about trials and temples. He just wanted one thing. Someone to love who loved feathers as much as he did. And guess what? He finds her. Her name is Papagena, and she's covered in feathers too. Listen to their silly, joyful song. They're so happy they can barely get the words out. Pa 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 pa!
Ihr habt gut reden, habt gut scherzen, doch bringt es euch wie mich im Herzen. Ihr würdet auch nach Mädchen gehen, ihr würdet auch nach Mädchen gehen.
So lasse deine Glöckchen klicken, die sind ein Weibchen zu dir bringen.
Ich darf vergaß der Zauberdinger, ich darf vergaß der Zauberdinger. Erklinge Glockenspiel, erklinge, ich muss mein liebes Mädchen sehen, ich muss mein liebes Mädchen sehen. Klinget Glöckchen, klinget, schafft mein Mädchen her. Klinget Glöckchen, klinget, bringt mein Mädchen her. Klinget Glöckchen, klinget, schafft mein Mädchen her. Klinget Glöckchen, klinget, bringt mein Weibchen her. Klinget Glöckchen, klinget, bringt mein Weibchen her. Bringt sie her, mein Mädchen her, mein Weibchen her.
And so the Queen of the Night is defeated. Her darkness cannot survive the dawn. The sun rises over Sarastro's temple, golden light pours through the windows, and everyone, Tamino and Pamina, Papageno and Papagena, and all the priests of wisdom, lift their voices together. The rays of the sun have driven away the night. Beauty and wisdom are crowned forever. The magic flute played its final note, and they all lived happily ever after. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart wrote The Magic Flute in 1791, the very last year of his short life. He was only 35 years old. Some say he put everything he believed in into this opera, that love is stronger than hate, that truth shines brighter than lies, and that even the darkest night ends when we face it together. So the next time you feel afraid of something, a dark room, a big test, a new school, remember Tamino and Pamina. They walked through fire. They walked through water. And they did it holding hands. Maybe tomorrow, you'll be brave enough to face your dragons too. Sweet dreams. Thank you.